Happy Easter. And how are you? Most blessed as we come to the Easter Sunday, the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as we begin this celebration, we need to keep it in the context of the whole Triduum. In the whole Triduum, we focus on Jesus, first of all, feeding us, giving us his own body and blood that we might live forever. He gave us the priesthood so Christ could be present to us all the days of our life to the end of time. He commanded us to love one another, and he commanded us to serve one another. And then when we get to Good Friday, we see the joy that the God that the universe cannot contain died to take away our sins and to set us free from our bondages. And then we come to today, the resurrection of Jesus. For all this, we need to put it in the context of being loved. Huh? Today in the gospel, we hear that the one who Jesus loved. Now, the one who Jesus loved in John's gospel is always John. But it's not just John. It's the whole of the church. When Jesus is talking about, and the gospel is talking about the one who Jesus loved, who is he talking about? Us. That we are the ones that Jesus loved. And that's what I want us to focus on, because resurrection, life eternal without love, is a curse. Right? Life eternal without love is a curse. As Benedict XVI, he just celebrated his 90th birthday, said, if we just live forever and that's it, there's a curse there. Nothing good comes out of it. It's just like, can't take it forever and ever. But when we fill it with love, again, as I talked about last night, you know, those of you who are married, remember before you got married, because usually it not the same after you get married. Some of it is. But remember how excited you used to be to talk to each other on the phone, and you would talk for hours and hours and hours, and you'd say, you hang up. No, I'm not going to hang up. You hang up. No, I'm not going to hang up. You hang up. No, I'm not going to hang up. You hang up. Holy cow. I'm not going to hang up. You hang up. And so, and then you've talked for 7 hours, and you go, oh, it seems like it was just 7 seconds, and it was 7 hours. Remember those days? Yeah. I'm sure those of you who are married, that's every day of your life, right? Exactly. I know. But you see, what keeps eternal life exciting is it's about being loved forever. And it's about being with the one we love forever. So Jesus rose from the dead so that you and I could be with him forever, so that we could be loved forever. But don't you get it? That starts now. You see, too many people just focus on the suffering of life. Is there suffering? You bet. There's always a Good Friday. But Good Friday is never the end. Good Friday ends in resurrection. And so we too. So, you know, there's a great song out that I have been listening to again and again and again. And it's a song called, and I can't remember the guy's name, but the song response is just, live like you're loved. What's that song called? Live like you're loved. Let's say it together. Live like you're loved. Now, what does that mean, to live like you're loved? This is what I want you to focus on for the 50 days of Easter. To live each day like you're loved. That the God of the universe loves you so much that you don't have to be filling it with all this other garbage. Every day, God wants you to know that you're loved by him. So what I want to encourage you to do this Easter. Last year, I asked you to write 50 days of Easter, to write every day something that gave you life. What I want you to do this Easter for 50 days is write something every day that it helps you to experience being loved. Right? So the first thing everybody could sit there and put today is quite easy. How do I experience God loving me today? He rose from the grave so I could live with him forever. Huh? Pretty easy. And then tomorrow, how do you experience? It could be something as simple as I walked today, I talked today, I listened today, I ate today, I had someone that loved me today, God embraced me in my prayer today, God whispered to my heart that he loved me, whatever it is. But for 50 days, let's just focus on this life that God gives us but not just life, love. And let's start living like we're loved, and not just start living like I feel guilty, like I'm not good enough, like how bad life is. Let's live these 50 days like we're loved. And every day focus on something different that makes us feel loved. And then the best way to do it is not just end there, but if God loves me every day and he shows it to me by little ways, then Lord, help me to love others in little ways. And so after you write down how God showed you that he loves you, I want you to write after that how you showed others that you love them. Because the deepest need in everyone's heart is what? Love. And so when you experience you're loved more, the more life you receive. When you love others more, the more life you give. And the more you love others, the more love and life comes upon you. So this Easter, Christ has given us life for eternal life, but a life where we know forever that we're loved. Let's experience that these next 50 days, and let's share that with others. Live every day. Live like you're loved every day. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.